As many of you probably know, I work as a cashier down to the A&P. Actually, it's been Superfood World for at least 5 years now, but everyone around here still calls it the A&P. So anyways, I've been a cashier since before I graduated high school, and let me tell you, I've seen it all. I know who's doing the cabbage soup diet and who's on Weight Watchers, who has a Ben and Jerry's habit, who's drinking too much Bud Light, who's reading National Enquirer, and who buys Playboy. I can't name names, of course, because of the Superfood World cashier's code of ethics, but let's just say, most of the time, I know what's cooking in Mahoosick Mills. In my opinion, how people act in a grocery store is a good indication of how they live their life. For example, let's say we got a pyramid of navel oranges over in produce, and somebody takes one from the middle, and that whole pile of oranges starts to spill on the floor. Does that person walk away, pretending they had nothing to do with the spill? Do they report it and let someone else deal with it, or do they try to put it to rights? Does the bystander seeing this whole thing happening move on by, not wanting to get involved? Or does that bystander give the culprit a dirty look and report him? You get the idea. Now, they say the eyes are the mirror of the soul. But I gotta tell you, from a cashier's point of view, there's no better place to size up someone's personality than the express lane. 14 items or less to most people means just that. Enough stuff to fit in a basket, right? It's a courtesy to the rest of our shoppers. You got more items than that, you line up with the shopping cart people, okay? I knew my niece Caitlin's boyfriend Adam was a keeper when I saw him counting the stuff in his basket, shake his head, and move over to a regular register. This was before he knew I was her aunt, so he wasn't doing it just to impress me. There are special circumstances, of course. You know, there's a long line at all the other registers, and you have more than 14 items, and you're in a hurry. So you stand in the express lane, sweating a little, feeling guilty. But you need to get home to cook dinner and get Sally off to band practice. Who hasn't been there? Long as this doesn't happen every week, I'm willing to let it slide. But how about those chronic offenders? Folks who read 14 items or less as 14 kinds of items or less. We've all been behind these guys. And their heads, they're counting 12 light and lively yogurts as one item. So there's the 12 yogurts, 2 half gallons of milk, 6 Lean Cuisine frozen dinners, 4 cans of cat food, 3 1-liter bottles of diet root beer, and 9 other items, which somehow adds up to 14. In my opinion, if the IRS wants to know who's probably cheating on their taxes, all they have to do is hang around the express lane. Enough said. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.